Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. We're coming off the trade deadline from Tuesday. Some moves made there at the halfway point in the regular season through week 9. So for today's episode, I'm going to run through my latest power rankings, which can be found in written form on wolfsports.com with plenty of other stuff. So yeah, at this point, pretty good footing for teams in terms of where they stand in the first week of November. Thanksgiving will be here soon when things really kick into gear. At number one in the power rankings, the Chiefs, 8-0, survived another hard-fought game Monday night against the Bucks. They simply, it's been the case since the run they went on last year following the slow start, that they're in a spot where they just find ways to win. And that's not great for the rest of the league in close games, where the Chiefs maybe not blowing teams out, but continuously tested and finding a way to win. Number two, the Lions. They're on fire. Jared Goff, over the past 6 games, record completion percentage and passer rating in league history. They're both explosive and sort of a bully. Handled the Packers in rainy conditions at Lambeau last week, and they added Za'Darius Smith for an edge rusher as they look to gear up for a legit Super Bowl run. And you can certainly put them at number one in the power rankings. Right now, I give the edge to the Chiefs, being undefeated, back-to-back champs. Number three, the Bills at 7-2. Defense had some trouble stopping the Dolphins last week, but they ultimately won. Tyler Bass came through, 61-yard game-winning field goal, and that was good to see for him. He's had some ups and downs over the past year, and the Bills total control of that division in the AFC East. Number four, the Eagles. Since the bye, they've been much more impressive. Jaguars did climb back last week, but the Eagles had spectacular plays to help secure the win. Devontae Smith's touchdown grab, one-handed. Jahan Dotson, acrobatic catch down the field. N'Kobe Dean, game-sealing interception. Really nice play. And of course, I'm sure you've seen it, the Saquon Barkley reverse hurdle, which was out of nowhere. I don't know how he thought to pull that off. And thankfully it worked out, but extreme athleticism on that. They go to Dallas this week. We'll get to the Cowboys soon. But I think having Barkley couldn't be a bit of a difference as they look to finally get a win on the road against the Cowboys. Jalen Hurts has never won at Dallas yet. 3-3 against the Cowboys. 3 wins at home, 3 losses on the road. Number five, the Steelers. Maybe surprising, but I really like how they're built. Added Mike Williams in a trade with the Jets. I think a perfect fit with Russell Wilson, George Pickens, play action, the run game. And they also got Preston Smith, more edge depth, in a trade with the Packers. It'll be interesting to see how they play Jayden Daniels on the road this week as they come off their bye. Number six, the Ravens. Could be a spot higher. Pretty much when they're at their best, I think probably the best team in the league. They were just too much for the Broncos last week. Added Tre'Davious White in a trade with the Rams. White fell out of the rotation over there. Definitely a high upside move considering he's a former All-Pro coming off another serious injury from last year. But if he can get right for a playoff run, that'd be big. Seven, the Niners, 4-4 coming off their bye. And the story there, Christian McCaffrey, hoping to make his season debut. Off the track in practice this week, would be awesome to see him back on the field for a team that can go on another run like they did last year. Number eight, the Commanders at 7-2 now after beating the Giants. Added Marshon Lattimore, former All-Pro cornerback, in a trade with the Saints. Obviously hard to argue against the start they've had, winning games. I think we'll learn a lot about them the next 2 games against the Steelers and the Eagles to see how legit they are. They made moves, better moves all offseason. Now added Lattimore with the intention of competing immediately. That's happening so far and have built a nice cushion, 5 games over 500. Number 9, the Vikings. The defense played at a high level again against the Colts. And the offense started slow, but with the way their defense played, gave the other side of the ball time to get on track. Ended a 2-game losing streak, and at 6-2 faced the Jaguars and the Titans the next 2 games. 10, the Texans. Blown out last Thursday night against the Jets on Halloween. Was not encouraging at all. The play of the offensive line gave up 8 sacks. First game without Stephon Diggs, and of course Nico Collins has been out. Looks like he actually might be out again this week, despite hope that he would come back from his hamstring injury. So tough task facing the Lions this Sunday night. they'll need to protect Stroud, obviously, and hopefully get Joe Mixon going more consistently. In the first half, he was running wild against the Jets, and then the second half, they sort of bottomed him up. Number 11, the Packers. Jordan Love definitely wasn't 100% in the loss of Lions. Didn't play well, but was clearly hobbled. I'm a bit surprised they didn't go with Malik Willis, who's played really well at quarterback this year. And now they have the bye to rest up. They're 6-3. Disappointing loss at home to the Lions, but the bye comes at a good time for them. Next up, the Falcons. Also 6-3, 5-1 in their past six games. Offense leading the way. Kirk Cousins very comfortable in his return from torn Achilles, getting better and more comfortable by the week. Up a couple of games in the division over the Bucs, but really basically three games because they have the tiebreaker after beating them twice already. 13 Chargers. They're a scary team right now. Justin Herbert, he's feeling it. They've beaten up on bad teams, including the defense. But give them credit, they're not taking anyone lightly. And they face yet another two-win team this week, the Titans. And I expect them to take advantage again of the plus matchup. 14, the Cardinals, 5-4. Had six sacks and 16 different players get a pressure in the win over the Bears last week. Blowout win. Added Baron Browning for the Broncos. So more depth there on the defense. They could be over the Chargers. Remember, beat them a few weeks ago. The guys are bought in under second-year head coach Jonathan Gannon. 15, the Rams. Back to 500. Kind of crazy, the trade talk, looking back now, after beating the Vikings and the Seahawks in back-to-back weeks. Rookie safety Cameron Kitchens intercepted two passes, 103-yard pick six. Was a big spark in beating Seattle. And now at 4-4, the offensive line's getting healthier. Back-to-back games against the Dolphins and the Patriots. They'll certainly be favored in both, unless something drastic happens for the New England game. A team to watch for sure in the NFC. Next, the Bengals at 4-5. Joe Burrow, it was kind of funny to watch through five touchdowns against the Raiders last week, a blowout win, but didn't show much emotion. Was dead serious, on a mission right now. We'll see how locked in he has the guys tonight for a exciting matchup with the Ravens in Baltimore. Bengals have been better on the road this season. They added Khalil Herbert at running back, I think a very underrated runner. Will be an interesting addition with Zach Moss, unfortunately dealing with a neck issue. For the Cincy defense last week, Trey Hendrickson had four sacks and a ton of pressure in the win over Vegas. 17, the Broncos dropped to 5-4 after losing at Baltimore. I think maybe some confirmation. The roster not quite there to compete with a team like the Ravens. Now they go to Kansas City this week. That said, for most of the first half, till they gave up the long touchdown Zay Flowers to make it 24-10. They were pretty competitive. Early pick off Will Jordan Humphrey's hands on the first drive, and then they were stopped on fourth down later in the first half. Sean Payton definitely doing a nice job there. And these two matchups coming up with the Chiefs should be fun to watch. They split the series last year. 18, the Jets, 3-6 now. They clearly needed that win against the Texans last week. Didn't look good early. They came through in the second half, and as I stated earlier, slowed down Joe Mixon in the second half. That was big and a great sign for a team that struggled against the run. 19, the Bears said last week it could be a turning point, the Hail Mary they gave up to the Commanders, and not a good early return on that. Blowout loss at Arizona, now 0-18 in road games, Sunday road games, under Matt Eberflus, which is a very odd stat. But they're home this week against the Patriots, in dire need of win if they're going to compete for a wildcard spot in the NFC. Number 20, Seattle. They're 1-5 in their past six games after a 3-0 start. And the schedule coming up looks challenging on paper. Tough loss to the Rams last week in overtime. Jackson Smith and Jigba, second-year receiver. He went off in the losing effort. That was good to see. And DK Metcalf should be back, hopefully, after the bye week. So they'll look to recharge and see if they can get back on track. 21, the Bucks at 4-5. Give them a ton of credit for fighting at Arrowhead last week. Undermanned receiving group, totally depleted. Still took the game to overtime. Todd Bowles on defense and Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator, doing a really nice job with the team, and I expect them to remain hanging around, but they face the Niners this week. So next up, the Cowboys, now 3-5, lost to the Falcons last week. And Dak Prescott set to miss multiple games, if not, it could be potentially the rest of the season. especially if like they're out of it. Might get surgery apparently on his hamstring injury. We'll see what happens. Michael Parsons might be back this week against the Eagles, but they almost feel like sort of a broken team where just things aren't coming together. That happens sometimes. They traded a fourth round pick for second year receiver Jonathan Mingo. He can be a dynamic guy. I know the trade's getting criticized some, but they liked him in the pre-draft process. It'll be interesting to see how Mike McCarthy incorporates him into the offense, but it's going to be on the fly, him joining midseason. Next up, the Colts, 4-5. Just couldn't do anything offensively, really. A bit surprised that Joe Flacco struggled so much. Seemed to not see the field that well from what we were seeing on TV. A lot of checkdowns appeared to be there, but he was pushing it down the field and in the intermediate parts of the field. We'll see if they see that on film and get the ball to Jonathan Taylor and others, not only as ball carriers, but underneath in the pass game. Dolphins 2-6, but an encouraging showing in the loss at Buffalo last week, especially from Tua Tagovailoa. Looked excellent, moved the ball, put up points, and Devin Achane at running back. If they can beat the Rams this week, you don't want to look too far ahead, but if you beat the Rams, get to 3-6, then it's the Raiders and Patriots after that. Can certainly get to 5-6 and see what happens. Next, the Jaguars. Been a rough season. They're now 2-7, but I like the fight they showed. They could have folded last week after getting down at Philadelphia. They came back. Looked like they were probably going to win the game, I think a lot of people felt, until N'Kobe Dean made the nice play on the interception. And now, unfortunately, Trevor Lawrence is banged up, left shoulder injury. Looks like he's set to miss this week and potentially longer. And at least Mac Jones, it'll be good to see him get another shot at quarterback, the former first rounder. The Giants, another close loss to the Commanders. Two tough losses in the division this year. To them, could be at 4-5 otherwise. And maybe we're having another conversation, but you see what Saquon Barkley is doing in Philly. And they struggle to win close games like that. Maybe he'd be a difference. I don't know. They go to Germany this week, take on the Panthers. And I think they really need to win this regime there, despite talk that they're safe for 2025. Browns dropped to 2-7 after losing the Chargers. James Winston played well the week before, but struggled. He can be a streaky player. Was holding the ball a bit too long, I thought. Took some sacks. They now have the bye before Winston will get a shot to face the Saints team he used to quarterback for. Speaking of the Saints, they're next at 2-7. Lost 7 straight games, lost to the Panthers last week, and fired head coach Dennis Allen after 2+ seasons as the head coach there. Definitely going to need to go in another direction after holding a veteran roster there for a while. Was a bit surprised they fired Allen during the season, considering the scorching 2-0 start they got off to, but I guess looking for a spark and seeing if something can happen to get back on track in 2024. The Raiders also 2-7, a lot of 2-win teams here, and they also made a coaching change, not a head coach, but Antonio Pierce decided to fire most of the offensive coaching staff. Brought in Norv Turner, longtime coach, former head coach of the Chargers, to help try to find some answers on offense. Have benched Gardner Minshew mid-game 3 times this season. Surprising for somebody they brought in at a surprising price this offseason in free agency. The Titans, they were able to beat the Patriots in overtime to get their second win of the season. Amani Hooker had 2 interceptions, including the game sealer in overtime. They'll see if they can make this a defensive battle this week against the Chargers, but the offense needs to avoid turnovers if they want to pull out a close win. 31, the Panthers, especially considering the circumstances there. A nice job by Bryce Young last week in the win against the Saints. Not in a great spot to put up big numbers. Had 1 touchdown, 1 pick last week. The interception was a perfect throw downfield and was taken away from his receiver, who looked to keep it going this Sunday in Germany against the Giants and build on that performance if the offensive line can protect. And then finally, 32 of the Patriots, 2-7. The loss to the 1-win Titans. Didn't build it on the win over the Jets. Drake May showed his high ceiling with the game-tying touchdown at the end of regulation on a long scramble and then third of the end zone. And then we saw the bad in overtime where he chucked the deep throw down the field with them down by field goal. And we'll see number one pick Caleb Williams against the number three pick May this Sunday when the Patriots go to Chicago. That'll do it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Looking forward to some of these divisional matchups this week, including primetime Bengals-Ravens. Then moving to Sunday, Eagles-Cowboys again. We'll see if Philly can get a win at Dallas, which Jalen Hurts hasn't done. Broncos-Chiefs, something to keep an eye on. Again, played them tough last year. And looking to end an unbeaten season for Kansas City. Enjoy all these games. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week.